Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
The word tradition can be defined as a ritual, belief, or object passed down within a society still maintained in the present with origins in the past. In Wisconsin, there may be no better symbol than the supper club. How does one define a supper club?
You have your steaks, your seafood, your lobster, tablecloths, linen makes it a little bit more nicer to sit down.
Supper clubs were more of a formal type dining, full linens, steaks, seafood, that type of thing.
Usually family operated, for one thing. Good food, great cocktails, a place to meet with friends and have a nice evening out.
In the Green Bay area, two of the standards are Wally's Spot and Eve's, both still with supper club in the name and offering a step back in time. At Wally's, owner Tom Adamani says the business goes back to his dad.
My dad started in 1948. I started cutting meat in 1960 at about 15, and I ended up taking over in 1976.
Back in the day, customers had a ritual.
Come in, have a couple of cocktails, have dinner, maybe have a few after-dinner drinks. A lot of the supper clubs had piano bars, used to be open, you know, busy till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
While the steak and seafood were the meal, the action was centered at the bar.
Old fashions, even ice cream drinks, we still serve ice cream drinks. It's kind of a tradition.
Eve's Supper Club in Alloway is also a family-run place.
1967, my mother opened it, and we were there for 5 years and moved up here in 1972 on the fourth floor.
Owner Jerry Holtofterhide says in those days, customers dressed for the occasion.
We had a suit on, long dress, families came out, kids were dressed to go out for dinner. It was a family outing where people went out and enjoyed dinner all night.
Jerry's wife, Jerry, says the weekends were gangbusters.
It was always a lot of fun. Friday nights, especially the fish fry night of the week, people had fun. They were looking forward to seeing friends when they were out for dinner.
Dining options were limited, and you went where everyone knew your name.
We'd serve 250 people on a Friday or Saturday night, and that's people would go there to meet their friends. They knew they were going to be there because it was the place to go.
In the Fox Valley, the out-of-town club has long been the destination for many folks for good food and drinks.
The pictures I have on the wall are from 1940, and it was down on County Line Road, and they moved it here in the late 40s.
Owner Bruce George and his wife bought out of town in the mid-1980s and understand what customers want.
A lot of people, when they come walking in the door, you can start making their drink because you know what they drink.
And keeping the supper club theme all in the family.
It's a dedication like a marriage. You got to be here.
Coming up tomorrow, these successful, long-standing supper clubs deal with a changing world.
You don't have the people sitting down to spend 2.5 hours for dinner. They're in and out because they're going someplace doing something.
It's an effort to get younger people in.
The economy. We ride the old roller coaster. If a few prices go up, my business goes down.
In Alloway, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News. The Wisconsin Historical Society says the first supper club was built in Beverly Hills by Milwaukee native Lawrence Frank in the 1930s. More than half a decade later, this once shiny chafing dish of tradition began to lose some of its luster. Eve's Supper Club owner Jerry Holtofterhide says it started...
When you introduced so many chain stores, it started out with the McDonald's and stuff like that, but now you've got a little bit more upper end chains like your Applebee's and stuff like that. As you get more and more every time you hear a Mexican and... The Chinese restaurants, and they're all coming into town. They're everywhere.
Jerry's wife, Jerry, says the family dynamic has also seen a change.
We do see a lot of parents that are coming in and have dropped the kids off for some sort of an activity. And, you know, I have an hour and 10 minutes for dinner. That's about it.
OWI laws have also cut into their bottom line.
The hesitation to drive DWI is so prevalent out there with people with those SWAT units going out there with their... They're hitting the road, so they're telling you, don't drive and drink, because we'll get you. And we've noticed that tremendously.
And that leads to less boozing.
You don't think much about it, but all of a sudden you see people that used to come out to the bar and have an after-dinner drink. If they do, they'll have one, and they're gone.
The cost of everything has risen, leading to another issue.
You sometimes absorb some of that cost yourself so that you're not passing everything along to the customer by raising prices. And realizing that, you have to keep your food at a reasonable cost so that people still can come in and enjoy.
Jerry says it's just not the same.
With the economy right now, a lot of people don't go out as much as they used to. And when it comes to the weekends, our weekends are nice and steady, but it's not like it used to be. And by 9 o'clock at night, our crowd, our dinner crowd, is pretty much done.
Economic problems is being seen at the out-of-town club, owner Bruce George.
A lot more people went out, but with the economy, if you notice, the fuel prices go up, my business goes down.
He also says folks are more health conscious.
People didn't hear, you know, all this fat and it's bad for the heart. And now they're gone. Friday nights, we go through tons of baked haddock. Now they're getting away even from deep fries.
George is glad he hung on to an old supper club standard.
People are getting more health conscious and to what they eat. You know, we got a salad bar. Some people come and just order the salad bar. You get a potato with it. That's their meal.
Wally's Spot owner Tom Adamani also harkens back to the explosion of chain restaurants.
Have taken a lot of business. People seem to be in more of a hurry, where a supper club, you kind of come in and order and relax.
He says drunk driving is forcing customers to think twice.
I think the drinking laws change has hurt our business. They come in, they have a couple drinks, they have dinner, and that's about it, where they used to stay later.
It's also a problem to attract the younger demographic.
It's an effort to get younger people in.
Coming up tomorrow, what does the future hold for the dinosaurs of the restaurant business?
Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa knew what they were doing when they were going out to supper clubs.
It's kind of like farmers, the small farmers disappearing, and then it's just a mega farm.
1970, we're new, then we're old, now we're retro.
In Green Bay, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.
I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Supper clubs have become the dinosaurs of the restaurant industry. In 2009, an article by the quarterly magazine Wisconsin People and Ideas found that a search of the Waukesha-based foodspot.com came up with 450 restaurants in the state's 72 counties with the word supper club in it. Now that list has shrunk to just 169. There are hundreds of other places that are classic supper clubs, but as Eve's supper club owner Jerry Holt Ofterhide points out,
some of the restaurants turn around just to avoid the supper club because it's associated with old, you know, the older people. That's where they always went. That's where my grandparents went.
The key for any restaurant is bringing in the younger demographic. Jerry's wife, Jerry, says they do fairly well.
We do have younger people that come in also. They may have heard of Eve's Supper Club from Mom, Dad, maybe Grandma or Grandpa. And they kind of think, oh, that's an old people's place. But after they come up, they find out, oh, this is a place for good food and a great view.
Another way to keep them coming is offering value both on the plate and at the bar.
Parents love our old fashions. We're known for our old fashions. We're making from scratch, so pour a little bit stiffer drink, and people like that they get what they're paying for.
Without a doubt, Jerry is confident supper clubs will play a role in the dining scene.
Oh, definitely. Supper club means good food, and everybody's always looking for good food when they go out. And I think the young people are realizing that, too, that Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa knew what they were doing when they were going out to supper clubs.
Out-of-town club owner Bruce George says they're still packing folks in on Fridays.
We go through lots of fish on Friday night. Figure serve between 350, 400 people.
George says the key is keeping generations of regulars happy.
Every year they have their anniversary. They have their kids, and their kids have anniversaries and their birthdays. And where are they going to take them? Someplace where they know that the food is good, reasonable price.
George says out of town will remain strong thanks to the family bond. His son will eventually take the reins.
We started the process. And it's going to be a while, but then his wife is going to come be here full-time.
Wally's Spot owner Tom Adamani says one challenge.
I think that the product we serve, trying to keep our pricing under control, is going to be an issue.
Adamani is balancing the evolving customer market.
Did add a casual part to our menu during the week so people can come out if they're going to movies or whatever. And I think we have to have that now.
With providing old-school value.
We have free hors d'oeuvres in the barroom, cheeses, crackers, relishes, liver paste. You don't go in many places where you just get to kind to help yourself to something. And supper clubs, they either did Lazy Susans or hors d'oeuvre tables in the bar room. We still do that.
Adamani believes there will be a role for the supper club down the road.
Whether it's a traditional supper club or not, I don't know. But I think there's going to be a place for finer dining. You know, the steaks and the seafood. I think there's always going to be a place for that because people do like that type of dining occasionally, just not as often as it used to be.
You may not be able to change the state motto from America's Dairyland to Home of the Supper Club anymore, but for folks looking for high-quality food, drink, and hospitality, this kind of Wisconsin nostalgia is better served on a plate than in a museum. In Kaukauna, Jeff Flint.
1970, we're new, then we're old, now we're retro.
WTAQ News.